Here we are, we both made it, everything is recording. So this is the weekly astro, well, the weekly astrology and cosmic weather report for the coming week of, well, this is May Day, this is May 1st. So this is the first week of May. This is our little report. This is what you're gonna encounter. This is the energy. So this is definitely a Fiona Edgar and Radiant Creators production. Here we are. It's May Day. And how you doing, Fiona?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. You know, I think the last week was a little rough, energetically speaking. But, you know, I have my astrology report here, and it does look a bit better for this week.
Let's definitely see what the stars have in store for us this coming week, and then we'll talk about, well, maybe a little bit of cosmic weather, and then we'll get out of here and we'll put this thing out to the world.
Sure thing. Let's do it. Okay. So something pretty important is that Pluto, the planet of transformation, rebirth, and alchemy, has turned retrograde. So that means that Pluto is going to be appearing to travel backwards through the skies until the 4th of October. Transformation of the subconscious and inner self are the themes of this period, and we may experience karmic lessons surrounding power, fear, sexual issues, control, and manipulation. So it's really all about confronting our fears and drawing upon our inner strengths to work through any challenges and to use them as an opportunity for spiritual growth. So if you are a person who has personal planets in your birth chart or angles, like your rising sign, in any of the cardinal signs, so that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, you will be most affected by this retrograde. So it's happening at 24 degrees. So if you have, say, Sun at Cancer, 24 degrees, you're going to be affected the most by this retrograde period. Pluto transits are a great psychologist, and the self-awareness created by the retrograde period gives us the ability to make better choices, which is then reflected all around us, improving our relationships and the world that we live in. So the retrograde shines a light into the darkest, most primitive parts of our brains, so we can clearly see how we create our own problems, helping us to break free of lifelong habits which have become destructive and damaging. So we can make the most of this powerful energy by focusing on healing and working with the shadow side. So this retrograde is a bit of a big deal because the Saturn-Pluto conjunction at the start of the year sparked the COVID-19 crisis. So we could potentially see an easing of the quarantine in some places soon. I bloody hope so. I really, really hope so because, you know, yes, we're doing all this inner work and we're getting all these, this opportunity to kind of create and use this lovely magical energy that we have. But I just want to get out on my motorbike. That's all I want to do. So I really hope that we will see an easing up of that. So on to this week's astrology. Today we have a Mercury-Uranus conjunction, and that can be good news or odd messages from the universe and the gods. And I have my own story to tell you about something like that that just happened to me.
Sounds good.
Okay. I woke up and I went downstairs to let out my cat and make my coffee. And I became aware that there was a crow stuck in my fence, feeling very sorry for himself and just sitting there unable to move, because I put some peanuts out in a little coconut shell for the birds, and this fellow had managed to get himself stuck. Why is that odd? Well, apart from the obvious, last night my husband and I were just, you know, just flicking through Facebook and like watching silly videos, and we were watching a video about a crow that could talk. And I said to my husband at least three times, I want a pet crow. So it looks like the universe heard me and delivered me this pet crow. But he didn't actually become my pet. He kind of just like flew away when I freed him. But yeah, that's Mercury conjunct Uranus. And the birds are the messengers of the gods. If you study them, study their behavior, or maybe one flies into your home or taps on your window, it has a message for you. So the next major aspect that we have is on the 4th of May. So that's Monday. And Venus, the planet of love and pleasure, makes a square to Neptune. So this can cause a little bit of weirdness around relationships. It can cause illusions or deception or not really seeing your partner clearly because Neptune fogs, it fogs your reality. The best thing that you can do is to try and channel this energy in a positive way through art, reading, movies, or your spirituality. So if you do feel a bit off with your partner on that day, it's probably best not really to make a big deal of it, just let it pass. So on the same day, the Sun in Taurus conjuncts Mercury. So Mercury is the planet of communications. And this is going to be a busy day for us. So it's going to be full of conversations, and we may get some important national or global news on this day. The next major aspects that we have, the 7th of May. The 7th of May is pretty busy because, first of all, we have Mercury sextile Neptune. Sextiles aren't really the most dramatic of aspects, but they do indicate harmony and good positive vibes. So when Mercury and Neptune are in harmony, we're feeling spiritual and we're feeling connected to the world. It's a good day for loving conversations and any tasks that involve writing or speaking. So also on this day, the 7th of May, we have a full moon. So the full moon is when the sun and the moon are in opposite signs. In this case, the sun is in Taurus and the moon is in Scorpio. I'm excited for this full moon because it's a really positive one. So the last new moon that we had was pretty dire. It was quite badly aspected. It was all Saturn and blockages and limitations, and just wasn't very good. So this one is much more positive. It does give us the potential to smooth over any relationship issues that we've been having, and also to solve any problems that are connected to control and manipulation. Hopefully, the governments, global, everywhere, all of our governments wind down the control over this crisis. And I think that I read somewhere that actually in the UK, the 7th of May is when Boris Johnson is going to be announcing whether the quarantine is going to be extended or whatever. So this is on the day of the full moon. It does look quite encouraging, but I don't want to say for sure that they will be doing that, okay? But this full moon encourages compassionate communication, and it also highlights our intuitive and psychic abilities. Those will be off the charts on the 7th of May. So a few days before and after this full moon, we'll be feeling even more psychically switched on. The veil between this world and the spirit world is super thin. So make the most of it. Connect with your ancestors, connect with your gods, do your spiritual work. So finally, on the 9th of May, there's a soft Mercury Pluto trine. So again, a trine is a soft aspect. It's not like this huge, massive, life-changing thing, but it is a good day for intense, deep conversations, research, astrology and psychology, and something that was previously hidden may come to light. And that's the aspects for the week.
All right. Well, I hope everybody was taking note and writing that down, or they'll have to go back and listen to it again. Something you said about the veil being very thin. I would say that it is, and we definitely are living in a, spiritually charged and quite literally cosmic energy charged time. If anybody's been watching the Schumann Resonance, which is, I can put a link in the show notes. It's very easy to watch. And it's been crazy. The Schumann Resonance is around 7 or 8 hertz. It's usually just very, very relaxed. But if you look at the past year, and if you look at, gosh, this year, and then this past month, it is insane. It's been bursting over 100. It's been in the 50s or 60s. And it just gets these crazy bursts of energy. And I think if a person watches it, then just start to look at what's happening in the world. It definitely reacts to our emotions, it seems, from what I'm viewing. And it's also, and so there's just stuff going on, and the veil is definitely thin because we have a lot of power at this time. Like you mentioned, psychic power. People, we're kind of getting reports now of people seeing ghosts and having odd spiritual kind of cosmic things happening in their homes. People have got, you know, like a, it seems to be a portal in their kitchen where beings are coming and going. I mean, really, we're seeing some extraordinary events going on. Have you noticed people that you know? Have you gotten any reports about just really kind of accelerated, let's just call it existential events, power, oddness happening around you and people you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's pretty much my everyday life is I get a lot of, you know, I've always had odd things happen to me, but I have noticed an increase. Yeah, like the veil is really thin and you literally just have to think of something and you manifest it, you know, like that thing with the crow. You know, just I said to my husband like a couple of times, I want a pet crow. And there you have it. As soon as I wake up, I have a crow stuck in my fence. Yeah, you couldn't make it up. But yeah, a lot of people are having very strong paranormal experiences. And the people that are talking about it the most, I think, are not used to it. And I think those are the people that are waking up. Because I think one of the first stages of awakening is when you do start to notice spirits and you have odd things that happen and you don't just put it down to a coincidence.
Yeah, because coincidences, I think that I always look at it like coincidences are for amateurs. Amateurs go, yeah. Oh, look, a coincidence. But then as you get more awakened, you go, ah, it means something. It's showing you something, or it's just natural. And well, something that happened to me recently, talk about the ability to manifest right now, and I think it's important that people do at this time, because there's a lot of energy out there. I mean, yesterday I woke up with just a feeling of dread, and it just took me out for the whole day. I just wasn't really all that functional. Today I feel much better, but the last couple days, it doesn't mean the energy is yours. It just means in many cases that you're just sensitive and you're just feeling there's a lot of extremes going on right now. I think you could call it the battle of good and evil. Truly is it's on many levels, and it's odd, but like we're all sort of living our own personal Lord of the Rings. We're all on our quest, you know. we're all kind of on an impossible mission if one is aware of it, if they're feeling it. And we're just seeing, there were some podcasts, we're actually gonna have someone on the show soon, a lady who's done a lot of deep research on Lord of the Rings and like the psychology of it and the meaning of it and the myth of it, because it seems like right now is a time where people really need to have whatever your practice is to stay sane. You really need to do it. And then also, whether it's deep breathing, yoga, whatever it is, all that, jumping in cold water. Also, you know, keeping that focus on manifesting, because in the midst of this crazy time, it's also a powerful time to create. Like I noticed it yesterday, I was doing some study. There was a historical figure I was studying, and I was thinking, oh gosh, it'd just be so cool if there was an audio of that person, just so I could get to, sometimes you can tell a lot from the voice and the mannerisms. Like, I wonder if there's any audio recordings. I went to sleep, didn't think about it. This morning, you know, what did I see on my social media feed? Out of nowhere, a video of this guy. Oh, look, here's a few minutes of this guy giving a talk. And I'm like, this is impossible. This is too obscure of a figure, you know? And I thought, man, if we just understood that manifesting something that simple and manifesting something more complex, like greater financial abundance, greater health, whatever it might be, it's just as easy if we can just get in a better state of allowing. And so I'm finding that in the midst of this craziness, like you were mentioning, we also have a extremely accelerated and powerful ability to create. So we have to stay sane in the craziness, whatever our practice is, but for heaven's sakes, do it. The discipline is worth it. And spend some time focusing on what we want to create, because I really do think as this lockdown lifts, those who are doing their work to stay sane and their work to create are going to be like the first racehorse way ahead of the pack when that gate opens.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, some people find it difficult to manifest. A lot of people don't understand what you need to do to manifest your desires and your goals. Well, it's a lot easier when you write it down. And if you're not the type of person that wants to write, make a vision board. Get some cardboard, print out pictures of whatever you want to manifest, your dream job, your dream relationship, and just download pictures, print them off, stick it on. You can use tarot cards. For example, if you want to create a business, you can put the Wheel of Fortune with the Ten of Pentacles and stuff like that. So that's something that I've done because I'm a very visual person. And I set it somewhere where I can look at it every day. And yeah, it started to work.
Especially right now, it definitely has an accelerated, and there's an accelerated energy coming in to help with such things because I've noticed it, and that was kind of a coincidence I had this morning, where the universe was just reminding me, hey, look, you can create whatever you want if you just visualize it, feel it, want it, and then just relax, let it be, and it'll just come to you. And I went, oh, thanks for the reminder. For some reason we think, wow, manifesting, we have this notion that there's a aspect of difficulty in manifesting, in creating, and there isn't. There really isn't. Not for the universe, not at all. So that was a good reminder for me today. And I mean, yeah, how to do it? I guess a path that everyone has to go down, but definitely the vision board helps. I like some of Joe Dispenza's video meditations you can download on manifesting. There's the work of like Abraham Hicks, there's just so much out there. But yeah, really, it's having a clear intention of what you want. Like some people like to draw a sigil, like just take what you want and work it down to just a letter or a word or a symbol, and just draw that and then focus on that when you think of it, when you're waiting in line, at the store, when you get up in the morning. And you can write down one side, like what it is physically without too much detail. And then on the right, like sort of what it is physically on the left, then how you will feel, physically on the, emotionally on the right. So it's about finding some little ritual that works. It could be lighting a candle in the morning and some incense and just meditating. And as part of your meditation, just, feeling that, having a certainty of what it is. And then just allowing it and relaxing, As soon as you step into how you're going to do it, you've gone too far. The universe will take care of that part.
That's very true. And that's also actually why connecting with your ancestral gods and your indigenous form of spirituality, that's why that is so helpful. Because when your ancestors worshipped a certain pantheon of gods for thousands of years, the energy and power of those gods is still present within your DNA. And when you connect with them, something ancient within you reconnects to this massive source of power, and it allows you to tap into all of those gifts and skills, abilities, and the power of all of your ancestors.
Oh, it absolutely does. And it seems like, as you're mentioning, that veil is very, very thin right now. It's something that the Radiant Creator Studio here certainly has been noticing, is that really getting those dreams and those intuitions and those feelings and those visions of past life versions of yourself that are still, they still exist today. They're still happening. And you start realizing that there's a lot of yous in the past, all with these evolutionary paths. And it really feels like we're in a time right now where a lot of our previous histories are crossing, and we're getting this opportunity to sort of really complete in this lifetime, if we so desire, a huge amount of our soul's volition across many, many timelines. Are you feeling this? This feels like a very powerful time.
Yeah, I think it's a very powerful time of realignment and of shaking off all of those control systems that, the the government, like controlling government or religions, or just being oppressed and not recognizing how powerful you are actually as a human being. It just goes back to what we were just talking about manifestation, and how you just need to recognize that you as a human being can manifest stuff, and you don't have to go and, and beg and plead at in a church, or it doesn't have to be such hard work, because we are co-creators of the universe.
We are, and it's important, I think, especially at this time when we have all the global craziness going on, to realize that the it's almost like think locally, act locally, but also at the same time, I think people need to realize that the only economy that matters is yours first, you know? And you can create like whatever you might feel that you're lacking, whatever concerns you, whatever you want to create, and then also, dream big. This is a great time to create it. And you don't need the world to do anything for you to have the life that you want. And I think this is a great time for people to kind of, forge that sword and hammer that will and realize that the world will always be a friggin' mess, right? So if you need it to be perfect so that your life works, that's never gonna happen. So so you can have the life that you want truly. You can create it. Just realize, like, the greater world, let it be. It really, everybody has their right to be manifesting a disaster if they want. I mean, you personally do not have to do that.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, it can be a bit chaotic until you learn to control your energy. If your energy is all over the place and you're kind of living in a state of fear, then quite literally you can manifest some of your, some of your fears and people or things that you don't really want to go through. So it is important to, always be aware of yourself, control of your energy, which is why I think that everyone should have a spiritual routine that they do every morning, because it presses the reset button, on yourself, and gets you back to that place of where you're feeling the most powerful and your energy is clean and you're thinking clearly. So it's important to do that every day. And also, because everything is so crazy right now, if you are this type of person that is sensitive to energy and also can pick up energy from people every day, even if you're at home alone, you can still pick up the energy from people that you connect with on the internet, through Skype, Facebook, or even the news. So you'll want to shield yourself from that, and you also want to cleanse yourself every day. Like, you cleanse your body every day with water. Well, hopefully you do, but you need to do the same thing with your aura. So if you just visualize your aura and maybe any little tiny specks of negative energy that has got in there throughout the day, and just just banish it and fill it up with something powerful and pure, like golden sunlight.
Yes, definitely. And it does seem that we're in a time right now where that's really important, whatever a person's, ritual is, your morning ritual to get into power, to clear your energy. For me, definitely one of the things is the Wim Hof breathing, but people can just breathe in the sunlight, whatever works for the individual, because they're all ultimately just rituals. And so the ritual that works, definitely, this is a time I'm finding that is essential to have a bit of self-discipline. And it's something that I have not mastered, but I'm working on, is because if you do your work in clearing yourself, getting your energy where it should be, get a way to get that fear out of the body, because there's so much fear out there. And we are porous, and there's such a spiritual battle happening out there. Good and evil, the battle is on the surface. It's happening right here on the earth right now. And it's global. And so when you get full of fear, maybe you wake up feeling dread, maybe you're, just not feeling well. It's like I say, it's not always your own. It's that you might just be picking up on the world pain that's out there, the Weltschmerz, I think, as they call it in German. And find a way to let it go. Deep breathing, be in the sunlight, meditation, do yoga, whatever it takes. But this is definitely a time where that discipline, if it ever was essential, this is when it's definitely essential to make yourself do your discipline to get clear, to get your positive energy going, and then manifest what you want, focus on it. Because like I say, And, you know, like I already mentioned, if you do the work right now with a little bit of intent, a little bit of grr, you know, get angry, do your hard work, and like I say, when this clears up, you're going to be so far ahead that like no one's going to ever catch up to you. You're going to be in it with a whole new world of people, quite literally. And so, yeah, we've been chatting for a while, and one thing I wanted to mention is, it seems like the world right now is going through a lot of individuals that have been kind of waking up and been going through for a long time. Like, I think people have warned of this time, and it's kind of exciting to me where we've seen the empire, the ghouls, the whatever you want to call them, the evil forces, you know, the Eye of Sauron, whatever you want to call it. It's always been prevalent. It's always existed in the world, and we've always seen this battle of good and evil. And I think for those that are a bit more aware, they've been seeing it like all of their lives taking place. But now we're moving into a time where that battle, now the whole world is doing it. How are you, feeling about that? Where this battle that I think you've been aware of, you've seen. This you know, struggle between quite literally good and evil, you know, evolution and de-evolution, the enlightenment of humanity versus the degeneracy of humanity. It's global on the surface and happening everywhere. And I'm actually watching. I feel like I'm living through Lord of the Rings right now. And, you know, I'm feeling positive, but wow, watching the battle I've been aware of forever actually happen on the global scale, this is really incredible stuff. How are you processing it?
Yeah, I think it's incredible. And I think it's a really good sign that we're winning, because this has been going on for thousands of years. And it's always been a hidden thing for the most part. Now it's out in the open. Everyone's talking about it. Because our news now is not someone walking through a village, it's actually documented on the internet and on the TV. When they are talking complete crap and lying, and then they get called out on it, everyone can see that. So, yeah, everything's out in the open, and it seems to be scary. It seems to be terrifying because of some of the things that are going on. They're talking about like all of this vaccination stuff and Bill Gates and, you know, just all of that. But it's not hidden anymore. That's what we need to remember. It would be a lot worse if this was going on and we weren't hearing about it.
Yeah, and it's always been going on, just at a different level, you know, but now it's on the surface. So really, this is a time of, you know, as above, so below, and everybody gets to be a part of it now. And it's an exciting time, and I'm liking to see what America's doing, where we have, it really has come down to, quite literally, you know, death versus life, good versus evil. It's right on the surface, and like we see here in our country, here in America, we've got states where, you know, some governors of states have just gone full fascist. I mean, full totalitarian fascism. They are just insane. You know, I know a lot of people in America could care less about the Constitution, so it's kind of hard to reference it and say, well, this is a constitutional issue, because so many Americans just don't even care. They're not aware of it, or they don't like it. But still, we are seeing states that are becoming totalitarian. It's crazy. And we're seeing people in those states protesting. And we're seeing, like in Michigan, the governor's like, we're going to be locked down forever, 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 you know, like, and the people are like, look, we know this is a scam at this point. There's some people you still got fooled, but in general, most people are like, sorry, scam, you know it, and we know you're lying. And so they actually had protesters basically barge in, push their way into the floor of the Capitol in Michigan. And they're, you know, so pissed off that state legislature in Michigan is now, not only are they not going to prolong the state of emergency to the governor once, they're going to sue the governor.
Wow.
And so, as I've said, and I know I get a lot of people that I know kind of just give me that look that I always get when I say something they think is crazy. And it's fine. I maybe I'm crazy. But I think in this country, once you get 5 or 10, I'm not inciting these people, I'm not endorsing violence, but I'm saying once you get 5 or 10,000 or more people with nothing to lose, because believe me, there's more than that in every state at this point, you're not going to stop them from walking into the Capitol and killing somebody, hanging somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's you're not going to stop them. Once people have nothing to lose, sorry, government, but you've got everything to lose. Your power's over. It's done. And so we just saw that in Michigan. You know, the protesters, they walked into the Capitol and said, we're done with this. You know?
And good for them. Yeah.
And it's happening, of all places, in California. They're suing the governor. Churches are starting to, people are starting to protests. I mean, we're seeing, here in Arizona, we're seeing protests. It's like basically every state that has a governor that's just trying to be totalitarian, like New Jersey, etc., their days are really numbered, because, like I say, you once there's enough people, you're not stopping them from walking into the Capitol and saying, it's over. You know, and we're starting to see that. And I've always thought, man, that's what it takes. And it's something like Thomas Sheridan, he mentioned, we're going to remember every single, you know, government leader. We're going to remember every neighbor. Like, we're not going to forget you. Mm-hmm. You're not getting off on this. But when this is over, it's not over.
Yeah.
We know what you
that's
are.
That's true. It's showing us who we can trust and who we can't trust, you know, right down to the neighbor who will, you know, wearing their face mask and reporting us for congregating in the street or whatever. It's really showing us what we need to change within our society and who actually has the power. And okay, this time there is, you know, it's, who knows, does the virus exist or not? Like, I don't even know at this point, but all I know is that it's been grossly exaggerated if it does. And our whole lives were literally shut down overnight, almost overnight. So what's it going to be next time? You know, that we can't give them that power again.
Definitely. And it shows, I think, like I see in this country where people were leaving New York and they were leaving Illinois and they were leaving New Jersey and they were leaving, you know, all the extremely left states, let's call it, you know, because of taxes and because of laws and because of culture. And now, well, they can't leave. It's kind of hard to move. We have real estate disasters. We have, you know, we're in the midst of, like everywhere else, and we have our financial problems. But as this clears up, which it will, now you look at those states, now you look at California, so there's going to be a huge exodus. And I think the same as New York and a lot of other states where people go, man, I see you for what you are. Given the chance, you are, you know, you'll put us on the train and send us off. you know, we're like, we know you for, and it's nice to see, because it's a feeling I've had for quite a long time, that I know from always being involved in liberty and dignity and always being, you know, I was more in the past than I am now, but much more politically active around some things. And I found that ultimately what we need, what makes a difference, is not any one individual doing a whole lot, because no matter how much one individual does, the effect is very little. It's almost negligible, really. What we need is everybody, a huge majority of people, to do something. And that's when things change. And the government knows very well that when you've got 5 or 10,000 people that walk into the Capitol and say this is over, each one of them represents thousands of others. You know, and so we're finally seeing, I think, in this point, at least in America here, where finally people got to that point where something in them broke and they went, I would rather have freedom than this nonsense.
Yeah. Give me freedom or give me death.
Yeah, I'll take my damn chances. Let me take my chances. If you want to hide under your bed for the rest of your damn life, you know, because of the common cold, well, have at it. You know, but just do it. You got that freedom, but don't tell me that me going outside, you know, is destroying your life. That's a bunch of crap. So we are really seeing the, you know, this is wonderful. I'm kind of glad. I almost feel like I can relax a little bit, because finally the battle between good and evil has been going on, like you say, for thousands of years, and it's very real for those who've been aware of it. Now it's on the surface. Guess what, everybody? It's a huge shit sandwich, and everybody's taking a bite before we get through this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this whole thing has been... it's brought a lot of disruption to our daily lives. But here's the thing. Things were so bad that something had to give. Okay. So, this, in that respect, this virus or fake virus, whatever the hell it is, has been a good thing. Daily life was so mad, was getting so unbelievably sci-fi and weird. And, there's all of the gender stuff and just reading the news every day, you just could not believe some of the stuff that was going on. So something had to give. And it was this virus has given us that. It's broken that. It's stopped it. And we can only get better. Things can only get better from there on because it is causing an awakening. And even if it's only at 10% of the people, that's all we need to raise the consciousness of this planet and to get us the hell away from these psychopaths that want to exterminate the human race or use us as slaves.
Yeah, if you just get that 10%, that's a huge thing. If you just get that, if we can just get that 10% to, deeply wake up and to be aware and to see, then that does change everything. Because really, like I say, it's one of the frustrating things is you realize that no matter how much you do, it doesn't make a difference until 10% do something. And then that's when things change. And so, I'm hoping for that 10%. That will be my visualization. I'm gonna put a 10% as one of my sigils. Then I'm gonna see 10% of the people waking up, and really, and that's really, really unstoppable. And like we just saw it in Michigan. We're definitely seeing it in California. We're seeing it in states where you wouldn't have necessarily expected it. And I think we're gonna start seeing it worldwide. And I look forward to the coming weeks, and I like everyone else will be glad to have that bit of normalcy or freedom. It's not that bad here, but still, I would just like to see the other side of this, to see everything get open again, and be able to live a bit more normal. It's gonna be a better day, new day for sure. Well, is there anything else you wanted to go over?
Well, I did pull a couple of tarot
Let's do
cards.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I pulled those for the week ahead. This is just the general energies for everyone that's listening to this podcast, but also kind of general global energy as well. So the first card that I got was the two of coins or the two of pentacles. And it's really about being able to juggle a situation, to be able to find balance in the midst of a storm. It is a financial card. The coins are obviously financial. It's about your finances going up and down. It's also about opportunities. So the other cards were the Five of Cups and the King of Wands. The Five of Cups is really a card about disappointment, but it's never as bad as the person thinks that it is. So on the card, it's a woman looking kind of sadly at three cups of liquid or wine that have been spilt, but then there's two other cups sitting behind her that are full, and she's not looking at those. So we really need to count our blessings at this time. So yes, it is, it's really difficult being locked up, and maybe a lot of people have their kids at home and they're finding it difficult being homeschooling them and having all of this change forced upon them. But look at the positives, look at the positive side. Maybe we are supposed to be at home right now, getting in touch with our roots, getting in touch with our families, our ancestors, being able to teach our kids proper educational topics instead of stuff that they're never going to look at again when they leave school. So count your blessings. So the last card, the King of Wands. The King of Wands is a fire sign man. So someone that is a Sagittarius, Aries, or Leo. Or it's a man that kind of embodies those fiery qualities, someone that's assertive, going after what he wants. He's a manifester, he's a creator. So in many ways, all of us can find inspiration from that King of Wands at this time, and we can try and be that person. The way that I have the cards sitting here is that this King of Wands person is looking back at something that he's lost, okay? I think that this is could be a person that was planning on starting a business. This was very specific, so it's only going to apply to one or two people. But this person was going to start a business before all of this crap happens with the COVID thing. It's being put on hold, but the cards are telling him not to lose hope. It is going to happen. There's just a delay. And it's kind of saying you need to pour your creative energies into something else right now, other than this business that you were going to plan. This King of Wands could also be a world leader. So actually, in many ways, I think Donald Trump would be a King of Wands type of character. You know, he's a businessman. He is brave. He's feisty. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. So maybe something will go on with him this week. Maybe. And I did look at his transits, actually. And he has some difficult ones coming up. So there could be, I mean, that's, come on, that stupid smear campaign about the disinfectant. Are you frigging kidding me? It, like, if someone was really stupid enough to think that he was talking about drinking bleach, then I don't know. I just think, yeah, what do you even say about those people? But there may be something else that comes up with that for him. But overall, the energy of this week is a lot better than it was for the last 2 weeks.
No, I like it. And definitely truth, a lot of truth is coming out. And when, like with that smear campaign, the whole, yeah, drinking bleach and such, it's like, come on, nobody, you know, nobody thought that. That's totally silly. And there's a lot of, you know, fake numbers that came out, a lot of absolute lies. But what's interesting when Trump drops little bombs like that is it did bring to light a lot of therapies that people who did not have any awareness of alternative therapies, now they're aware of it. And so I thought that was a really interesting trick that he did, a little bit of magic, a little bit of sorcery, because now I've learned a lot of things that I didn't know. Like there's actually, so I knew about the ultraviolet, like therapy, light therapy, of course, you know, zapping, as they call it, putting a frequency across a vein to clear pathogens from your blood. I know about a lot of those things, but I didn't know that they actually have where they'll use the right ultraviolet frequencies of light that kills, you know, virus and bacteria, and actually put a light down your nose or into your lungs, and actually help to. It actually exists. I didn't know it. It's experimental. It's new. But I didn't know that existed until he said that. And somebody is like, no, check this out. It actually exists. It's something being worked on. And see, there's something, there's a little bit of wisdom to what I love when he drops his bombs and like the media loses its mind, because it gets people to look into things. You know, he takes a lot. I would say that, like, I don't necessarily know who Trump is. First, say, I don't know. Is he a good guy, bad guy? I think the future is what will tell us when we look back and see the history of this time. But definitely, he takes so much hate on himself, so much burden on himself to enlighten people a little bit. All the grief and hatred he got over that, when in truth, what he said, if you look at it rationally and then you do a little bit of research, he was hinting at people. He's hinting to them saying, you know what? You can take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, I've studied his chart, and I would quite confidently say that I think he is a good guy. I really do. I feel that within my heart that he is a good person, and he wants what is best for the American people. He does.
And if he's sitting where he's sitting, and he is, you know, truly a good human being, which I tend to in general think so, you know, it's good, because that's, you know, here in America, to a great extent, that's all we got. So thankfully he's there.
Goodness. He takes so much, you know, I feel bad for him. I really do. Like, he takes so much, there's so much hatred towards him, you know, like the same people like a few years ago that were doing these anti-bullying campaigns and talking about, you know, abusive people, and they just do, they abuse him and they ridicule him and they just tear him apart. And I think it's completely disgusting. I think he's an awesome guy, actually. And I think that one of the reasons why he took that job was because he was sickened by he was sickened by what was going on, the deep state and all of that. So I support him. I do.
I think that something that definitely is a purification by fire that we have to go through is when you start something and maybe some of the reasons you started it were not pure. I will say maybe they were, how would I put it? Let's say egotistical, whatever. Like you weren't starting something truly, I don't know. You had some, I don't want to say ill intent. I don't want to dwell on it. But basically you started something and not all of your intent was pure. You know, there was a bit of intent that you had that would have kind of sabotaged it. Well, the thing is, like, for instance, doing the Radiant Creators podcast, it's been going on for a while now. Interviewed a lot of people, have more people to do, and, you know, it keeps evolving. But it's a lot of work getting, you know, finding guests, getting ready for them, the research. I love it, but it's also a pain in the ass. And it's enough work where if I didn't really mean it, I wouldn't keep doing it. It's a lot of work. And then something that kind of really purifies your intent is the trolls. I mean, because that's how social media is, and that's where we share things. And sometimes I'll read comments we get, and I'm like, damn, you are mean as hell. I mean, like, you took the time to write that? Oh, my gosh, you know? And I would just say that the struggle, the hard work that something great is, even if it's our bliss, we wipe sweat off our brow, that hard work that it is, and then also that fire, especially if you're doing something in social media, the trolls, you know? If you don't really mean it, you'll give up. You won't keep doing it. It's true. Mm-hmm. You really get tested. And so I feel like with Radiant Creators, definitely been tested by the hard work and by the trolls. Definitely have been tested. Because there's almost nothing I can imagine horrible that hasn't been said at this point to me, about me, whatever. But the nice thing is, you graduate, you make it, and you keep doing it. That's with Trump. I'm like, at this point, if he didn't mean it, I think he'd have quit or just given up and just let the world burn.
Of course, of course. I truly believe that, yeah. And I've had my fair share of the trolls and hate mail and all of that as well. But I'm just like, you know, if you're someone that's not doing anything, you're not doing anything good, no one is going to troll you. They're not going to say things about you. People that are actually taking a stand against things, they're setting themselves up to have the hate mail and all of that. And every time I say something about Trump, I get something. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah, it just becomes entertaining at a certain point. Now, like where it used to go, I went, oh, man, that kind of brings me down. Maybe I don't want to do this anymore. Now it's just entertaining. I'm like, wow, that was creative. Just reply like, thanks for your time, you know.
And you know, it's all energy. When someone sends you energy, even if it has the worst intent behind it, all energy can be transmuted. That is the secret to great magicians. They welcome, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Anyone worth their salt in magic knows that if anyone is sending you energy, you can turn it into something that's really going to benefit you. So, yep, send me your hate mail, send me your nasty energy, I'll turn it into gold.
Exactly, yeah. We are very happy to be your divine object of hatred. And if you want to comment on every show and just help us out, that's great. I'm willing to be your deity. I'm that benevolent and kind. Oh, all right. Well, probably a good time to wrap it up, I guess. Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it. Just, I think it's going to be a bit of a better week. So just keep on trucking.